Talked a couple times how you like to get a couple shots early to kind of get in your rhythm. Was tonight the three breakaways?
Yeah, I don't know if breakaways are really what you want as first shots of the game, but I think both games I did have those shots to kind of get me in, get in a rhythm, and the shots kind of kept coming. There wasn't any lulls in the game for me, really, where we went 5-10 minutes without a shot, so that helps too.
Could you tell right away when you were challenged that way that you were on, you were going to have a good game tonight?
Yeah, I felt good. I felt good in my positioning. I liked how I was aggressive early. And I liked how I was seeing the puck, so yeah, I felt good right away.
Did you give your teammates a hard time for?
No, because they've had to bail me out this year. That's just how it works.
Your confidence has gotten it's obviously pretty high right now. After the last 10 games for you have been, ever since that Ohio State game, has been really good. What do you think has gone into just that sort of stability that you've provided on the back end?
Just being aggressive, not sitting back and trying to be a perfect technical goaltender, kind of like I was at the start of the year. That's not who I am, and that's not how I'm going to be successful. And I've gotten back to being aggressive, and whatever save selection comes up, it's not going to be pretty every time, but that's what works for me.
What does the team take away from the two games this weekend?
We played well. We got to be a little better 5-on-5. We talked about that. We sometimes rely on our power play a little too much, but we went blow for blow with Duluth last night. Just missed it, and then we beat a good Bemidji team tonight. So good weekend. Obviously not happy with not winning a championship, but we're moving in the right direction.
Did how the game last night with Duluth go kind of help early on, especially given that Bemidji kind of took advantage in those first couple minutes?
Sorry, say that again?
Did the game last night, how you guys were able to trade blow for blow, did that kind of help in this game?
Yeah, I think you learn from those games where I think earlier in the year we would sometimes take blows and kind of deflate a little bit. And I think it's good for us to learn how to push back a little bit and not just kind of sink back and let the other team dominate. So I think that's good.
In-state games have been such a focus for this team. Was there any kind of special message going into today's game? Was another chance to play an in-state team?
Yeah, the message was, these guys are top of the WCHA. It's looking like, anything can happen, but it's looking like they're going to win their league. So that helps us in the pairwise. So we knew it was important regardless of that it was at 4 in the afternoon and we weren't playing a championship. We still knew it was a big game.
Is kind of this afternoon like a prep for a regional for you guys? Did it feel like that?
We kind of went into this tournament as a prep for a regional. Three other good teams at a neutral venue, NHL-style venue. So I know Justin Johnson challenged me. This is what a regional is going to be like. I want to see what you got. So, yeah, it's definitely a mindset.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Cammy up next, and then that's going to have to be it, guys.